Welcome to episode whatever this is of the Pure Tokyo Scope podcast. My name is Patrick Macias, and I'm sitting here in a hub.
We've finally done it, Patrick. We finally made it.
I finally took you to the hub, Matt. I didn't know how to tell you that, you know, there's this kind of magic I feel when I'm around you, and I thought this would be the most romantic place.
Can you explain what the hub is to those who don't know?
Tacky, British style, they call it British style chain pub.
Yes.
I'm seeing like some bottles of malt behind you for the fish and chips.
Yes.
It's 4 p.m. on a Sunday, so everyone's in church right now praying to the God of their choice. But at any moment, I feel like the Australian football team.
the rugby team will be coming. Rugby is actually on the TV in here.
They might run in here and start punching us in the head.
This used
for
to
being
be,
nerds.
The hub like has been around for a really long time, and back a long time ago, decades ago, it was one of the only places to get like Western style beer and fish and chips and stuff like that. It's sort of showing its age now as a chain. I don't mean to cast shade. It serves its purpose when necessary.
Notorious is a pickup spot for
yes.
Gaijin to meet able-bodied Japanese women who can breathe and exhale, who had arms and legs.
Well, particularly the one in Shinjuku. The one in Shinjuku is really known as a pickup spot.
There's so many. How many? Which one in Shinjuku? There's like a million.
The Kabukicho one. That was like where you went. I heard about this from a friend. I would never do such a thing. But if you... When I was here in the 90s, it was like one of the only bastions of kind of like Western drinking culture. Now there's like brew pubs and other places that we probably should have gone to instead of this, but the hub is funnier. So that's why we are drinking at it while we prepare to go to our church, the Church of the Cathode Ray Tube. The Cathode Ray Mission. It's
yeah.
just down the street from here. Oh, wait a second. I shouldn't. Did I just spoil this?
No, you didn't. No, we're men on a mission because we came here today to Takada Nobaba in Tokyo.
Yes.
To visit the Mikado Video Arcade, Game Center. I don't know what you call it. I've never been there before. This is a first time.
No, wait a second, Patrick. I thought the Mikado was a play by Gilbert and Sullivan, popularized in the late 19th century.
Written about a video arcade in Tokyo. Isn't it set there? Isn't the climactic suicide scene set?
And the Mikado also being the old name for the emperor.
That wasn't in Shogun, man. Is that an episode? No spoilers. We're spoilers for episode 3, okay?
That's right. We can't talk about Shogun. That's the first rule of Shogun Club. Anyway, so first we have to get, you know, I think as it was said in Scarface, first you get the nachos, then you get the beers, then you go to the Mikado.
Then you get the STD check, then you get punched in the face by an Australian rugby player. I don't know what else happens in the hub, but it's still early.
All I know is it was an absolutely stunningly beautiful early spring day in Neo Tokyo. What better way to spend it than in a filthy, dingy, dirty basement full of old video games?
Traditional Japanese culture. I have high expectations. I've seen pictures of this place. It literally looks like places you're most likely to find my corpse. Like in a place filled with old pinball machines.
You've never been in here?
I've never been there.
Okay, I've been here a couple times.
Can you take me by the hand and help me understand?
You need to prepare yourself. Mainly for the
smell. No spoilers.
For the smell.
The smell.
Oh, it smells. There's a smell.
Like a Chuck E. Cheese? Is it kind of like a Parmesan, like an oregano, a parsley or something?
It smells like every ashtray in the universe has been concentrated into one small room.
Condensed. Oh. It's like a Japanese thing where it's like very efficient and compact.
Yes.
Roast beef.
Do you know?
Roast beef.
Do you know, Patrick?
They've got some horseradish on the side.
Actually, this is probably horse meat.
Basashi?
Basashi. Basashi's good if you don't mind.
If you don't mind the fact that it's a horse.
But I mean, it's a four-legged ungulate. What's the
word? A horse is a horse, of course.
I even had lunch. I don't even know why I'm doing this.
I've had basashi before. I ain't scared.
This is roast beef, people. We're not that, you know, uncultured.
How do you rate this? Compliments to the chef? You want to send it back to the kitchen?
It's like Arby's. I miss Arby's.
Roy Rogers.
Do they have those in Sacramento?
They didn't have them in Northern California. I was always very jealous. I'm like, God damn, I'm missing out on Roy Rogers. We had Arby's, though.
Did you have... Oh, wow. What is this?
Taters?
Is that mashed taters?
Food fit for a king is what this is.
Maybe. God, think about it. Who would win in a fight? Colonel Sanders...
Roy Rogers.
Ronald McDonald. Roy Rogers has guns.
He has guns. He's got six shooters.
Six shooters, yeah. Definitely.
He's got his horse trigger. Was that Gene Autry? I can't remember.
I remember.
I'm kind of like post-singing cowboy generation.
I distinctly remember the day I graduated from the Roy Rogers like basic hamburger to the double R bar burger, which was like their equivalent of the Big Mac. I can't believe we're in Takada Nobaba reminiscing about a dead American...
In a hub. You forgot the... the most devastating thing that can be used against us now for the rest of our lives in a hub.
Oh, man. Actually, I think Roy Rogers still does exist. There's one on the New Jersey Turnpike. I can't stop. I can't let this go.
You know, no. How was the food? Did it taste great when you were a little kid?
No, it was great. I mean, it was arguably...
I mean, if he puts his name on it, it better be good.
You know, because, you know...
If it's good enough for Roy Rogers.
Me growing up, you know, singing cowboys, it was my number one, you know, source of...
You know, did you have the outfit? You had, like, a...
The chaps, the assless.
You're like
chaps.
A midnight cowboy? Is that what they called you on the playground?
Are there non-assless chaps?
I think chaps are assless by their very
nature.
By
definition, they're supposed to be worn on the front.
Maybe a listener could help enlighten us. Maybe Steve Harrison can chime in on YouTube about assless chaps.
People, please don't. I don't need my search results being any weirder than they already are. It's like when I start typing like one letter, like it starts filling in with horrible things I've looked at in the past. It's basically like you know, computer assisted anxiety. You know when you have intrusive thoughts. Like, you can't stop it. Like, now Google is my intrusive thought.
I feel like the Hub in Shinjuku should be called, like, Horrible Things I Have Seen. I think it's probably...
This, as hubs go, I've been to quite a few of them over the decades. This is a pretty low-key one. It's very narrow. It's like a shotgun style. I would guesstimate it's about 40 feet long by 10 feet wide.
It's a hub of a hub.
It totally is. This is what other hubs aspire to be. It's Port-a-Hub. That's what it is. It's a porta hub.
I know in Shibuya sometimes they do like Britpop night and like everyone's like now like 55, 58 years old. Like I'm sure they started that like in 1994 and like just no one ever told them, hey man.
Well, this is basically where expats come to die because, right, there's no young people drink anymore, let alone they don't have culture.
No, they're all at the Pokemon store. They're all at the Nintendo store. Why would you socialize with other people when you have a Nintendo Switch?
Good news, Patrick. The nachos are here.
These are nacho cheese.
Do you know habanero sauce? Do they have this in your culture?
Are these nachos cultural appropriation?
This is here. I'm gonna. This sour cream certainly is. This is unique. We're dining with our listeners.
How does it taste? You gotta make the yummy face, Matt, like you're on Tokyo Eye or something.
Oh man,
Japanology plus. This.
The nachos are made using Doritos.
What? You didn't say that in the menu.
I'm writing my senator.
That's not an authentic Mexican recipe.
Can we complain to the embassy? That means the salt content is already at 200 times what it needed to be.
Is there even a Mexican embassy in Tokyo? I feel like I'm the Mexican embassy.
Whenever there's a problem and nobody else can solve it, did you escape from a maximum security stockade?
A team of crack commandos.
Crack commandos.
I don't think they made an A-team pinball. Okay, dream pinball machines you want to see. I don't know your history with pinball. I don't know if you're a pinball wizard. Oh, yeah. I don't really know what your story is with the game pinball.
My dream pinball machines are those based on failed television pilots. So like Automan.
Fox Force 5.
Fox Force Automan. Jason of Star Command.
These were series. These were short-lived. These were not pilots. These were short-lived series.
Can I have this last beast?
Most certainly.
I already touched it, so you don't have a choice. What else? What are
some Powers of Matthew Starr?
Joni loves Chachi.
Moni loves Crotchy, as someone used to tell me, whisper in my ear at a hub at one point in Shinjuku.
You're going to get us kicked out, Patrick. I was hungover, but this beer is helping.
Is it reviving you? Hair of the dog?
I think this is... The hub is actually intended for this, when you are already kind of semi-drunk, and then you come in to sober up,
and you're like, hey,
beer.
These nachos are made of Doritos. This is great. Just like Mom used to make.
I can't... Man, I wish I knew. I'm going to tell them. Are you going
to
tell them?
We're going to go to Hooters next time, man.
Yeah, I want something authentic.
Hot cuisine, what do they call that? There's one Hooters left, Matt. I feel like after the hub, that's our next destination.
Is there one in Shibuya? Is it still there?
No, it's gone. It's gone. I didn't survive the pandemic. I'm not really a big Hooters guy, but it is funny to... that is cultural appropriation, I'm pretty sure, when they have
we
Hooters.
We went there once, I remember.
Did we?
You, me, who else was... Yeah, yes, you. I would never go there by myself.
Me?
I would never go
Wasn't
there.
Me, Matt.
Was it us and the Bondi guys? Was it us and the...
It must have been.
Is that why you never worked for Bondi?
It was
again?
Us and the Emperor. Was it Hirohito? Was that his name? The Mikado?
Hey, man. I got this great place for us. You're going to love it. Nobody will recognize you there.
Were we with the Bondi guy who liked going to the ones in the U.S.? This is all kind of coming back to me now. That's why we were there.
No, you're not a Bondi guy. You're not a Bondi guy. He was a Toei guy. He was a Toei.
Why does everything suddenly make sense? Tutors.
That's what we should make that.
A Toei themed Hooters restaurant.
Jesus. Yes. So it's all like, Grandizer.
Skebon, female prisoners, Yakuza.
You went live action.
The Yakuza, there? Matt. I'm very worried about the Yakuza.
They're everywhere.
Are they here? Can they hear me?
They're like ninja. If you see them, then they have failed.
I don't know.
Okay, on a serious note, we have to get serious. The pinball machine that doesn't exist that needs to is Gunhead.
The Gunhead pinball machine.
I think we can make this happen somehow. I'm gonna eat the rest of the potatoes.
Every now and then, I have a bit too much to drink, and I'm listening to like Men Without Hats or something, and I'm thinking, who could we get for the show? Who should we interview that we haven't interviewed yet? Brenda Bakke from Gunhead.
I would love to have Brenda Bakke on here. I'd love to have Mickey Curtis on here.
I was thinking of, what's her name? She sings the song from Harmageddon.
Oh my God.
What's her name? Oh God.
Linda Ronstadt.
Barbra Streisand. Rosemary Butler. Sorry.
Rosemary Butler. Okay.
Rosemary Butler has a website. She's like a vocal coach now. She's online. She'll probably, I don't know if she'll say, but we can definitely like knock on her door and say, hey man, can you tell us what it was like in the studio when you sang Children of the Light for the Harmageddon soundtrack? What do you remember about that day in 1982 or whatever?
On the Brenda Bakke front of Gunhead fame, she actually has a website, and I reached out via that and Instagram. She's on Instagram.
Oh, really?
I reached out.
You slid in her DMs?
I did, and also, you know who else I reached out to? Another dream get? Matthew Sweet. I reached out to him. He's touring again now.
No reply? Is he coming to Japan?
No, he didn't reply. I'm like, Matthew, come on, man. I saw you in Madison, Wisconsin in 1994.
Did you?
I did. I saw him. He had a really cool translucent acrylic guitar I thought was really awesome.
Did you say Minasan? Konnichiwa. Konnichiwa, Matthew Smith.
I wanna love somebody.
I never saw him live, but I did interview him a long time ago, and we talked about all the anime influences in his work and the music videos and everything, and it was a great interview, and I lost it
because
it was on
my
cassette.
Oh, my God. Someday we're going to redo it. He definitely needs to get... Because we're incapable of making any reference beyond 1999.
He'll get us to the 90s. He'll get us...
We'll at least be in the 90s.
Late 90s, yeah.
Mid...
Before Kurt died,
I think. Like, Matthew Sweet kind of peaked in the 96 time frame is what my kind of... He had that second album, Altered Beast. I remember that. Do you think it was named after the game?
I like his third record, 100% Fun.
I think that's a great record.
Sick of Myself.
Oh, is Sick of Myself on
it's
that?
It's on that one.
I thought that was on Girlfriend.
Nope.
Shit.
Now he's not going to do our show. No, you got my albums wrong, Matt.
You mixed them all up.
Okay, so Brenda Bakke, no reply?
Not yet.
I think you got to put money on the table.
I haven't worked my charm offensive
yet. I think if you ask her 38 times a day... Then maybe she'll
what
step
if we
up.
Tell her that the what is it, the computer on planet Chiron? What is it? What is it?
Chiron 5, the supercomputer that mines text Nexium.
It's alive. We need to take it down again.
I feel like these nachos should be made of text Nexium, but they're not. They're made of Doritos.
I actually had the pleasure of meeting Mickey Curtis a couple
that's
of
that's right. You mentioned this.
Back.
Yeah.
On a different project. And
hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey.
You're so fine. He was complaining bitterly that his character got killed too early, which I completely agree with. He was robbed.
I mean, there's basically like two great switcheroos in the history of cinema. One is Janet Leigh in Psycho, and the other is Mickey Curtis in Gunhead. They get killed way too early, and the audience, we don't know what to do.
I thought it was going to be a Mickey Curtis joint.
So Brenda Bakke, Rosemary Butler, who sings... Children of the Light, and she's also in a bunch of Kadokawa movies. I'm really curious how she got this gig and how she ended up singing these songs, and I'm sure she has a few stories to tell about Mr. Kadokawa. I hope she does.
Does she have stories to tell about Emerson, Lake, and Palmer?
Keith Emerson, yeah. Actually, we should get Ryuhei Kitamura back on the show because he got Keith Emerson to do the music for Godzilla Final Wars.
Oh, wow.
And Kitamura has the soundtrack, the verses coming out on vinyl, so we should definitely...
Dumb question, is Emerson still with us, Mr. Emerson?
No, Keith Emerson died a few years ago.
Oh, too bad, man. God. That's really
too
bad.
We're losing all the greats. But we still have Post Malone.
We still have whatever's playing in the background of the hub that's going to get this knocked down for a copyright strike on YouTube.
On YouTube. I'm excited about this pinball arcade. What is your story with pinball, Matt? Like, are you a, how do you rate yourself as a player?
I was,
are you a hoe, a pimp, or a player?
I was definitely a 21st century digital boy. Like, I was a video gamer more than a pinballer. But, you know, when there was a pinball machine, I would definitely... The physicality of pinball is fun.
Does it trigger your anxiety a little bit? Too fast for you?
There has to be a twist. It takes such a subtle wrist. I'm not as into it as you are.
Okay.
But maybe that's a good thing.
I'm maniacal. Yeah.
Maybe if the viewers, listeners, whatever we call the people who patronize this show are very, very good, I might take some video of you playing a pinball machine.
I don't want to reveal my technique, so just above the waist. I don't want my hands. No pictures of my hands, please.
What is this like?
Like a magician.
Is this like one night in Bangkok? I get my kicks above the waist, baby. Is that you?
I'd let you watch. I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. I want that on my tombstone, Matt.
Are you Murray Head? Is that who you are? Where is he these days?
Murray Head is not dead. I believe he's still alive. I think he's still out there. I have a lot of the Chess musical and a lot of pinball in my blood. It boils over, Matt.
Chess the musical is really important because it proves you can truly make art about anything.
The Shogun musical. We got to bring that up when we talk about Shogun. I'd forgotten about the Shogun musical, and someone tweeted like a commercial for the Shogun musical, and that looked really spectacular.
What year was this?
What day?
What year is it?
I would say late 80s, early 90s.
Is it Richard Chamberlain?
I don't know who's in it. It was Broadway. It was a Broadway musical, wasn't it? Chamberlain is not a song and dance man.
Is it Wilt Chamberlain? Dr. J?
Conan the Destroyer?
Actually, wasn't he also in Game of Death? No, it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's Kareem. Yeah.
Like, I only know American sports legends because they were in like B-movie productions. That's an awesome scene, though. That is a really awesome scene.
People always wear like the yellow tracksuit, but they forget the foot. You need like a foot.
Yeah, like a giant.
You need like a giant footprint.
It's like a size 17.
Because that happens in the movie.
Yeah, it does. It's awesome.
So you need that. It's nothing without the foot.
I hate to say it. It looks like a onesie. It looks like a toddler's onesie. Like it. Like Bruce Lee. It's like it's awesome. I love it.
Quentin Tarantino disrespecting Bruce Lee.
No, see, I didn't set up a scene.
He doesn't look so tough in that tracksuit.
I didn't cast shade by insinuating that Brad Pitt could beat up Bruce Lee. That was a low blow. Quentin, I love you, man, but that was a low blow.
Because if something happens in a movie, that means it happened in real life too, right?
I am very occult, though.
He changed the timeline, so that happened in real life. If you do something in a movie, right, it alters reality.
It's true. It's just like how Hitler got blown up in a movie theater at the end of World War II.
Oh, and just like in the year 2025, it's going to be the Great Robot War from Gunhead. I rewatched on July 4th, 2025.
Oh, it's coming.
The Great Robot War began.
Oh, shit. Wait a second. That's next year.
Yeah.
That's next year. Yeah. Wait a second. Gunhead's happening?
The actual... Yeah, it's like Los Angeles. What is it? 2019?
Yes, Los Angeles 2019.
A Boy and His Dog 2024.
Yes.
Gunhead 2025.
Don't forget.
Put it on your calendar.
Wait. You're forgetting a big one.
Star Wars?
No, I believe Ghost in the Shell is set in 2023.
Is it?
Yeah. Do you remember that? Do you remember when all of what happened in Ghost in the Shell happened last year? I do. I should really stop drinking, but do you want another one?
I do want another one.
Oh, jeez. Okay, you want me to try? I'm going to translate this menu with all the pictures on it.
Ume squash mocktails. Do they have Socatinis?
Oh, it's just a single.
I'll take the single. This is kind of a singles bar, as they say in Three's Company, like the Regal Beagle.
Are you the piano man? Sing me a song tonight.
I got a really scary text. This is like,
oh my god! Wow, from Domino Pizza.
Getting texts from Domino's Pizza. I'm pronouncing it wrong. Apparently, I've been saying pizza my whole life, and it's pizza.
Patrick, what if I want a pizza with nothing?
Pizza with nothing.
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 Hey, Tony.
It's a Fred. It's Fred.
Is it Fred?
It should have been Tony, but I guess that would have been like illegally Italian, I guess.
We need to go to Tony's Pizza in Kichijoji. That's a venerable...
But Matt, no one can eat a whole pizza.
For those just tuning in, it's a pizza place where... It's a localized Japanese pizza place. That's why they call it Tony's, of course. The most localized Japanese name we've come up with. And when I went in years back, they only serve half pizzas to people. And like, I tried to order a whole one. He's like, that's too much to eat. No. And Tony refused. And I'm like, I'll pay for it. I'll pay for the whole pizza. And he's like, no, you can only, it's too much pizza for any one human being.
I'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
And then he made me wait until somebody else came in and ordered the other half of the pizza. It was the weirdest thing.
Wow.
It was cool, though. It was
is that like the soup Nazi episode of Seinfeld?
Totally.
I'd never watched that show.
I know, me either. Come on, it's a 90s reference. We're not allowed to make it.
It's past our expiration date. Everything's great about Tony's pizza except the pizza. It's kind of like toast with like ketchup and like whatever cheese
pizza
they sell.
Pizza toast, yes.
It is like a pizza toast pizza.
But you know, it's true. I don't think you're allowed to go into the Mikado without like at least 0.3% alcohol in your bloodstream.
I'm expecting juvenile delinquents, zip guns, prostitution.
It's going to be like all the kids cutting school from that like trade school in Akira.
The anime specialty school, the anime Senmon Gakuin.
So Takada no Baba is on the Yamanote line. It's two stops away from Shinjuku. And there's a bunch of schools here. There's a lot. And there's also this also happens to be where Tezuka Productions, Mushi Productions is located. So they play the Astro Boy theme song as the platform music. And also, they shoot you if you say anything bad about Astro Boy.
Is that true? Is there like a little cash register that rings every time they play the Astro Boy theme?
I've never said anything bad about Astro Boy, so it's never happened to me, but that's what I heard.
Well, I don't know. That remake they did in China with the CGI and Nicolas Cage, man. I don't know.
It's kind of it's tough to do an Astro Boy. He's like an underage kid who's basically naked, so it's kind of tough.
I think if you've never heard the story of Pinocchio before, it's pretty mind-blowing, I gotta say.
Ooh, wait, did I hear some guns talking? the laser blasters, the Tezuka's laser blasters.
That's the Australian rugby team that's going to that enforces the pro Astro Boy stance.
I don't think, you know, even people who are into Japanese pop culture, I don't think they realize just like how big Tezuka was in the 60s. Like he
people
was
keep talking about it over Tezuka.
Oh
Tezuka.
My God, Mr. Tezuka. Jeez.
Well, because Tezuka Pro is here in Takada no Baba. It's around the block. I've been there a couple times. And
yeah, it's like an around-the-way girl.
Blackjack got a big old butt.
Blackjack has an authenticity to it because Tezuka Sensei was an actual doctor.
So I hear. Proctology, psychology, gynecology.
Actually, it's funny. In his own memoir, he talks about getting in trouble because he managed to convince a bunch of nursing students to take all their clothes off so that he could sketch them.
Wow.
Do you think,
wouldn't admit to something like that.
Right, he did in tech.
Did he do it in a hub in Takada no Baba?
He did admit to it. And then when I actually showed, especially when the Japanese version of my book came out, I showed the Tezuka chapter to Mushi Pro. And at first they're like, they actually had Fred Schott read it in the English version. And Fred's like, this is fine, you know. When I showed them the Japanese version, they demanded all these changes, one of which being that Tezuka Sensei was obviously joking when he said he convinced those nurses to take their clothes off. And I was like, yeah, so no young male medical student would ever do such a thing.
This is like when the musician Cornelius got caught, like, he made someone like literally eat shit, like in high school or whatever, and then like a month later after he was canceled, he said, oh, I was only kidding, like Scarface.
Except the difference is, I believe what Tezuka was doing was consensual. I mean, they're adults.
I'm just playing with you, man.
They're adults.
I'm just playing with you.
I'm just asking questions, Patrick. I'm just asking questions. Am I having this last piece of meat?
No trial separation. No, no couple counseling. Pulp Fiction is on Netflix now, here in Netflix Japan, and there is a Japanese dub.
Oh my God. Wow. There's a Japanese dub?
There's a Japanese dub of Pulp Fiction.
Is it as good as the A-Team Japanese dub?
I'm learning some new words that I've never heard before. I don't hear them at the supermarket. I don't hear them at the Matsuya.
I don't talk about this much, but Hiroko and I got hired.
Oda, Roku Sigurusuda. Daze.
Hiroko and I got hired.
Royale with cheese, Daze.
To do the Japanese subtitles for Magic Mike, and there's like these lines in it. I remember one line we just got totally stuck on. We spent hours on it.
I bet.
And that line was, the problem with Waffle House pussy is the teeth. And like, I didn't make this up. I didn't make that line up. You can't cancel me.
It's not your fault.
And Hiroko and I were just like, I was like, first I had to explain Waffle House.
Okay. That took a couple days, probably.
That was 7 hours.
Okay, there's waffles and there's a house, but it's not a house. And it's called Waffle House.
Then I had to explain the vagina dentata. That took another couple of days.
This is like the opening scene of like Blade Runner, right? Like
This is the thing. We're yelling at the top of our lungs.
This is like the Voight Kampff test.
I cannot say what we translated. I will if anybody emails
we're
me.
Public. We're in a hub.
If anybody and everybody here is Japanese, so if I scream out,
no one's ever used language like that in a hub before.
Well, I just think they're going to expect that we're going to, you know, they're going to think
they want rowdy foreigners, but they don't want like obscene Japanese words.
We're the only foreign people in here.
Yeah, what kind of hub is this?
These Japanese people are appropriating our Anglo-Saxon.
Anglo-Saxon. They were appropriating my nachos.
What do you mean we?
It was my nachos they were appropriating.
And they really did. I'm actually angry. I'm very oculta.
This is like, I'm serious. It's like a Google review. Just like nachos, Doritos. It's like...
We should. Is this like that 100 Gex song, Doritos and Fritos? See, that's a modern reference. You know the 100 Gex?
I don't know this one.
Oh my God, but they're great. The 100 Gex. Well, their first album was 1,000 Gex, and then their second one is 10,000 Gex. They do this song. They're great, man. Listen, I don't know. No, you got to watch it. Okay, listen. We should immediately stop drinking. But do you want another one?
Yeah. I always want another one. You want another
you
one?
You get it. I got the last round.
How about this? How about the tower cocktail?
Oh my God! I wish people.
Dude,
I wish you could
drinks.
See this.
I'll take
I
a picture.
I wish you could see this.
You can. I'll take a picture. We'll put
it's
it
called
on
the Hub Fun Exclamation Point Shooter.
There should be a question mark, I think, instead of an exclamation point. Oh, you want everything? It's like a giant salami.
It's a recommended liqueur is Southern Comfort, that famous single malt extravaganza from the Appalachians. I don't know where it's from.
I've seen things, Patrick, you wouldn't possibly believe. I saw a grown man in a yukata robe crying after losing his last ball at Terminator 2 pinball. I saw a soundtrack. What was that game called? Flash.
Flash, yeah.
Flash the pinball machine. But not Flash Gordon.
Flash, just Flash.
Just Flash. It was like ambient. How do you feel?
I feel young again, Matt, as if the world was new.
Like, as though everybody in that room were 50 plus and screaming obscenities in English at pinball machines?
As if I was the youngest person in the room, surrounded by old dudes who got nothing else to do on a Saturday night, a Sunday night, except play pinball.
I haven't felt this good since I got the laser capsule in Arkanoid back in 93. I haven't... I've touched the Godhead. No, this was good. So... Next time you're in Japan and you're in Takata no Baba, come to the Mikado Game Center.
Traditional Japanese amusement center. Pinball, I believe, was invented in Japan during the Heian era, wasn't it?
If you'd like to catch some diseases, make sure to wipe your face after touching all the joysticks and buttons.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.
See you next time on Japanology Plus.